This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 18 people including Nepal Telecoms, the then managing director Sunil Paudal and current managing director Sangeeta Pahari. Trivan University Teaching Hospital successfully performs country's first genital transformation surgery. Parliamentary sessions repeatedly postponed amid lack of political consensus. Speaker Ghimire urges opposition parties to lift parliament obstruction considering constitutional limits and practical aspects. And restive Indian state of Manipur imposes internet shutdown and curfew after fresh violence. Now the news in detail. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA today filed a case at the Special Court against 18 individuals including Nepal Telecom's the then Managing Director Sunil Paudal and current Managing Director Sangeeta Pahari. CIAA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Paudal said that the case has been filed against them alleging of irregularities in the billing of services including Nepal Telecom's GSM Mobile, Fibernet, leased line, wireline and wireless due to the illegal purchase and sales. The CIAA has argued that there was a dishonest intent in the purchase of related equipment and also the misappropriation of public assets. The CIAA filed a case against Nepal Telecom's the then Managing Director Sunil Paudal, Managing Director Pahari, the then Chief Technical Officer Pratibha Srestha and Financial Officer Rajendra Srestha, claiming recovery amount of 334,817,430 rupees from them all. Similarly, a case has been filed against the then Chief Operating Officer Chabindra Lal Upadhyay, the then Director Binita Srestha, Acting Director Amol Pradhan, Manager Devendra Khatiwara, Deputy Manager Rajiv Kumar Kesi, Santosh Kumar Srestha, Nawal Chaudhary, Mukti Prasad Aryal, Hemprabha Ram Pratap Karna and Paramatma Bhattrai. The CIAA claimed that a 5-year agreement had been reached for an integrated billing system with the aim of causing losses to public corporation through mutual collusion. The Trivan University Teaching Hospital Maharajganj has successfully performed the country's first genital transformation surgery. The gender-affirming surgery was conducted on a 25-year-old transgender individual from Janakpur. Through this medical intervention, male genitalia were reassigned to female genitalia. The Department of Plastic Surgery at the hospital had offered various surgeries for transgender individuals, including facial and breast surgeries from the 26th to the 29th of May. The recent genital surgery was performed during this period. Hospital spokesperson and Associate Professor Dr. Gopal Serai said that the availability of such services within the country is a significant convenience for those in need. Previously, individuals seeking genital transformation surgery had to travel abroad to access this care. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire has held discussions with the chief whips of the three major parties regarding the issue of lifting the parliament obstruction. During the meeting held at Simhadarwa today with Nepali Congress Chief Whip Shyam Kumar Ghimire, CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Bartaula and CPN Maoist Centre Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey, the Speaker urged the parties to lift the parliament deadlock soon considering constitutional limits and practical aspects. The opposition parties in the House of Representatives have been obstructing the House proceedings, demanding Home Minister's resignation and the formation of an investigation committee to carry out fair investigation into the visit visa scam. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives has been postponed for tomorrow. Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, has said that there is no difference of opinion within the coalition partners as the government is progressing with the right policies for political stability, good governance and development. Inaugurating the 24th National Convention of the All Nepal National Free Students Union in Kirtipur today, Prime Minister Oli reiterated that as per the agreement between the Nepali Congress and the UML, the Congress will be handed over the leadership of the government after 13 months, with UML participating in the government. Traffic has been fully resumed today on the Kanti Highway that connects Hetauda and Kathmandu. The highway had been completely closed since the 4th of June to facilitate the restoration of a belly bridge over the Bagua River. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office in Makwanpur, Shamu Arial, confirmed that the highway was reopened following the successful completion of the bridge reconstruction. The bridge was severely damaged by flooding caused by unseasonal rains in September of last year. Since then, vehicles had been rerouted with the establishment of a diversion. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has admitted that budget for the grants on chemical fertilizer is insufficient at present. During a meeting of the Committee on Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance under the National Assembly today, Minister Adhikari shared that the country is facing a shortage of chemical fertilizer due to insufficient grant. However, the Agriculture Minister added that the ministry is at work to ensure timely supply of chemical fertilizer managed so far from the available grant. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya chadan garna tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bist has met with the Chief Minister and Ministers of the Sudarpashchim Province. The meeting was held between Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah and Executive Chairman Bist at the office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers. During that meeting, Executive Chairman Dr. Bist urged Chief Minister Shah to help establish PSP Nepal's bureau office in Dhangadi to increase the broadcasting capacity of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Similarly, Executive Chairman Dr. Bist met with the Provincial Government's Minister for Economic Affairs, Bahadur Singh Thapa, and Minister for Internal Affairs and Law, Hira Sarki. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Indian state of Manipur, riven by ethnic tensions, imposed an internet shutdown and curfew after protesters clashed with security forces over the arrest of some members of a radical group. The AFP news agency cited police on Sunday as saying the latest violence was triggered Saturday after reports of the arrest of five members, including a commander of Arambai Tengol, a radical Miti group. The state's home ministry has ordered all internet and mobile data services in volatile districts to be shut off for 5 days in order to bring the latest unrest under control. Manipur police announced a curfew in five districts, including Imphal West and Bishnupur, due to the developing law and order situation. U.S. President Donald Trump has deployed the National Guard to Los Angeles following clashes over raids on undocumented migrants. According to the BBC, L.A. County Sheriff's Department says one person has been arrested and several detained following the unrest. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said The National Guard has not yet arrived in the city. As a federal official says, the 2,000 troops will arrive within 24 hours. California Governor Gavin Newsom calls the move from Trump purposefully inflammatory and warns it will only escalate tensions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kochi province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kochi and Kentucky provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kochi and Kentucky provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 18 people, including Nepal Telecom's the then managing director Sunil Paudel and current managing director Sangeeta Pahari. Trivan University Teaching Hospital successfully performs country's first genital transformation surgery. Parliamentary sessions repeatedly postponed amid lack of political consensus. Speaker Ghimire urges opposition parties to lift parliament obstruction considering constitutional limits and practical aspects. And restive Indian state of Manipur imposes internet shutdown and curfew after fresh violence. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.